CrossFit School Sweat Podcast, episode 59. It is Saturday, July 31st, 2021. As I record this, I am on the road heading to CrossFit Level 1 Seminar in Del Mar, California. I'm taking the Level 1 purely for the purposes of going through it again and reabsorbing all of the information from the Level 1. Plus, the first time I took it was 7 years ago, so I'm sure a lot of the information has been updated and changed, and the lectures have been modified a little bit. So just wanted to take the course again and, you know, get a little refresher. If you listen to this or you know me, I recertified my Level 2 a few weeks back, so this really isn't even necessary for any of my certifications or anything like that. I'm doing it purely for the learning experience. But that wasn't the reason for making this podcast. What I wanted to talk about was, since it's the end of July and August starts tomorrow, those coming into the gym may have noticed that we've started to open up the space a little bit better, our small space, putting the equipment all back to where it was stored pre-COVID rather than having equipment laid out in various locations. Pretty much we're operating as though the pandemic is over, because as far as I'm concerned, it is, but you know, this isn't the time to talk about that kind of stuff. But we're putting our gym back to normal, which is opening up more floor space, which is also allowing us to expand to 6 people per class moving forward. And though I say that I'm going to operate as though the pandemic is over, we are still going to keep the class limits, but I'm upping it to 6. And the reason for that is I believe it gives me a better opportunity to coach if there's 6 or less, as opposed to cramming in 8 or 9 or sometimes even 10 people into our small space. It gives everybody a little bit more space to work. We can have the equipment out and not be overcrowded. That would sometimes be a problem back in the past. So this will help keep everything spaced appropriately. Equipment shouldn't be an issue. We have plenty of equipment for 6 people to come in, and we'll be able to move forward. And especially because we added 3 members in July, and we got 2 more starting in August. So nice growth happening in our gym as well. Also, for the month of August, we are doing a recipe sharing program. I'm assigning people a specific week. So over the course of the month, during the 4 weeks, have about 6 people per week that will be selected to bring in a healthy recipe to share with the group. Since nutrition is the foundation of all of your health and fitness and everything good, we need to make sure we're focused on that at all times, obviously. And a lot of times, eating healthy just kind of is hard because you don't have enough options in your arsenal to keep you interested. So doing this so that everybody, by the end of the month, will have about 20-plus new recipes they can try out. So it can be a breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, maybe a drink you like to mix and sip on throughout the day. You know, whatever it is, a smoothie recipe you like, whatever it is, people are going to bring in their recipes and share, and everyone will have opportunities to try out some new things. So that's pretty much all I wanted to go over today, just update you on where we're at, what's happening in this upcoming new month of August. Everybody's been doing outstanding. I also have something else I'm going to be implementing. the programming, we're still going to stick with our, you know, general warm-up, our core strength segment, then our workout, and then there's always that downtime at the end for people to do a little extra. I might fill that in with something that I want people to be doing for their extra. And it's going to be good for you, so don't worry about it. So that's it. Looking forward to August. Looking forward to some nice growth in the gym and the new people coming in and the way that our culture just embraces new people and helps them to get better and feel part of the community. Everybody's doing a great job. Appreciate you all. Have a great day, and I will talk to you later.